6-year-old from a wealthy Maryland family is in jail this morning, charged with murder in the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Someone spotted Luigi Mangione 300 miles from the New York crime scene at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Correspondent Lilia Luciano is there.
Police showed up and approached Mangione, who they say started shaking at one point as he was questioned.
What did they ask him?
They asked him if he had been to New York recently.
And he responded nervously.
He was very nervous.
Investigators say he had a fraudulent New Jersey ID that matched the one Mangione allegedly used to check into a New York City hostel prior to the murder.
Mangione earned a BA and a master's from the University of Pennsylvania. Acquaintances tell CBS News he dealt with frequent back pain from an injury. A wind-driven wildfire that broke out in Malibu, California last night has already burned at least 1,700 acres. CBS Los Angeles, Tina Patel.
We are very close to Pepperdine University, and that is where a lot of concern is, because earlier this morning, this fire breaking out in the middle of the night, Pepperdine was sending out notices to students saying shelter in place. It's safer for you to stay on campus. But unfortunately, the fire, it looks like, has surrounded kind of that whole area. And now it feels like it's at that point where it's too late for people to try to be leaving. They do kind of have to be kind of stuck in this area.
Utilities have cut power to hundreds of thousands of customers. Israel's prime minister has taken the stand at his corruption trial. The BBC's Yoland Nell is at the courthouse in Tel Aviv.
Prosecutors allege that Benjamin Netanyahu exchanged regulatory favors with media owners for positive press coverage and accepted lavish gifts for advancing the personal interests of a billionaire Hollywood producer. Speaking in his defense, Mr. Netanyahu criticized media attacks on him as absurd and claims he took illicit presents as doubly absurd.
In Norway, a ceremony for the winners of this year's Nobel Peace Prize. They're all survivors of the 1945 atomic bombings of Japan. The eldest, 92-year-old Terumi Tanaka, who called on Vladimir Putin to stop making nuclear threats. A celebrity family presented a united front in the face of adversity. Jay-Z, his wife Beyoncé, and their 12-year-old daughter Blue Ivy posed for photos on the red carpet at last night's premiere of Mufasa, The Lion King, at LA's Dolby Theater. Beyoncé is the voice of Nala in the new movie Blue Ivy, Kiara. The family appeared on the heels of an anonymous lawsuit claiming Jay-Z is guilty of rape. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's going to get cold. Temperatures are expected to drop to the teens by Thursday, and wind chills could reach 10 below zero. While you may see flurries in the short term, warmer weather could bring rain this weekend. Those needing assistance with the cold can call 211 for local warming center information. It's a $2 million cash bond for the Kenosha man charged in connection to a double homicide in September. 26-year-old Lawrence Franklin Jr. fled the area and was captured in Texas after a 66-day manhunt. In addition to the charges for the deaths of his girlfriend and unborn child, there's also a charge for possession of a firearm by a felon. Uline has unveiled its new mother of all warehouses. It's a massive 1.4 million square foot distribution center located in Kenosha County near the Cheese Castle. The new facility expands Uline's total footprint in the area to more than 10 million square feet. A Kenosha company has agreed to pay over $500,000 to settle allegations from the EPA. It was regarding the sale of unregistered pesticides. Beckart Environmental Inc. faced claims that it sold products without proper registration, although they deny any wrongdoing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is on the road taking on Illinois. The Badgers dropped in the rankings from 11th to 20th after back-to-back losses to Michigan and Marquette. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Magic in Milwaukee for another NBA Cup game. Damian Lillard only scored 11 points in Sunday's win over the Brooklyn Nets. It snapped a six-game streak of 25 points or more per game for Dame. Doc Rivers.
He struggled a little bit early, you know, but I thought down the stretch. He was clutch and got it going, made right plays. He's not going to have 40 every night. He's not even going to be great every night. No one is.
NFL, the Packers reviewed the tape of their game against the Lions.
We kind of went through the game recap today and just playing consistent football. I think there was a lot of opportunities in that game where we had advantages that we didn't capitalize on. And I think it always comes back to just doing the little things the right way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 33 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A little breezy with some off and on light snow showers and a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Well, I tell you, man, I admire flight attendants. I really do. I couldn't do what they do. They're there for safety, first of all, and they got to put up with so much garbage from people. Have you ever been sitting in your seat and you see somebody trying to fit something in the overhead rack that you know ain't going in there like in a million years, you know? You're looking at them like, what kind of perception problems does this guy have? And the flight attendants are so nice, they run up and act like it's close. You know, they run up there, oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know if that's going to get up there. Oh, we can check it for you, you moron. That's what I would do. I would last like 9 seconds at that job, you know? I would just run up, hey, does that look like it's going to fit? What the hell's the matter with you? You got this much room, you got like a dead yak. You don't see all these people jammed up behind you? Oh, this is your world. Oh, it's all about you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, in the green grass. Bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-
Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, local news, timeless hits now. Christmas classics, too, during this holiday season at WRJN. Got a new poll here. They asked people, would you rather receive $1 million today or earn 3 cents for every step you take? About 56% of people said they'd prefer the 3 cents per step. Now, if you do get in 10,000 steps a day, like most people do, that's $300 a day, $2,100 a week, and $109,200 a year. Now, in that case, it would take a little over 9 years to get to the million. But keep in mind, after that, the counting still continues. So the money still keeps running in. Yeah. That's kind of neat, huh? Doesn't sound like a lot. Three cents per step, but you're set for life if you take that, huh? Cloudy today with a high near 35. Right now, cloudy at 33 degrees. Here's Radio Park. We got the Beach Boys, WRJN now, and fun, fun, fun.
Well, she got her daddy's car, and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. See, she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun.
Forget about our text to win contest. In the 7 o'clock hour, we had the keyword. A lot of people texted it to us. Now, the next keyword is coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Dan Marcus. He'll have another one at 1 o'clock. And Kurt Vollman's got another keyword at 4 o'clock. Download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, and text the keyword from Dan and Kurt. Tell you what it is this morning.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. Every day and every night, girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I wanna say I love you, girl. So show me and tell.
Wilson Show and Tell. Local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too, at WRJM. It's 8:15, looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 35. Clouds again tonight, lows 24. Cloudy tomorrow, some afternoon snow showers possible with a high near 29. Right now, it's cloudy and 33 degrees here at Radio Park. Well, if you buy a real Christmas tree this year, make sure the tree lot guy shakes it out real well, or you could end up bringing in a tree full of bugs into your home, or this. A carpet cleaner was at a client's house and noticed that there was a baby owl inside their Christmas tree. The homeowner was shocked since they had the tree up for 3 days. They even have dogs, and the dogs didn't notice it. The cleaner carefully removed the owl and released him into the world as they played Born Free. Imagine finding an owl in your tree. It's kind of weird, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you don't know who Dick Van Dyke is, here is a perfect opportunity to learn. Just Google his name or Coldplay All My Love. Coldplay frontman Chris Martin sings and plays the piano while the legendary Dick Van Dyke, star of The Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Poppins, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, sings and dances while reflecting on his 98-year-old life. Great little video if you're looking to practice gratitude and want to be entertained. Keira Knightley says the iconic cue card scene in Love Actually was creepy. The actress was just 17 at the time and supposed to be married to Chiwetel Ejiofor, who is 10 years older than her, and it was Andrew Lincoln, even older, who shows up at her door trying to woo her with cue cards. The scene is being looked at now as stalkerish. True, yeah. But also, how do you cast an underage 17-year-old as a newlywed? This season, be sure to check out Love Predatorially. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And that would be WAUK, our sister station, AM 540. Hey, we've got tickets to give away next week and this week to the latest production coming to the Racine Theatre Guild.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
And the next chance for you to win is 11 o'clock this morning with Dan Marcus. At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and loved ones on goals, seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps provide people with life-limiting illnesses live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fade.
It is Fade. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Day number 6 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for selection, service, and convenience. Don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. Plus, Saturday, December 21st, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., meet one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history, Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Cloudy day today with a high day of 35 degrees. Cloudy tonight, lows 24. Maybe some afternoon snow showers tomorrow. Highs only near 29. Getting cold again. Right now it's cloudy and 33 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Yeah.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Sham of the Pharaohs, Little Red Riding Hood. It's 8:29 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too. We've got another one coming up in the next half hour for you. A website dug through the kids' old letters to Santa Claus. These were published in newspapers in the year 1913 to find out the kind of toys kids wanted the most for Christmas over 100 years ago. Here were the top five. Candy, nuts, a rocking horse, dolls, and gloves. Those are the gifts the kids wanted from Santa. No iPads, no PlayStations, nothing like that. Just really practical toys. It's 8:30 at WRJN. Let's check news in the morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police are still asking for help in connection to two recent deaths. Two men died in unrelated incidents over the past weekend. On Saturday, police say 41-year-old Jeffrey Garrett died from a gunshot wound with no suspects currently identified. In a separate incident Friday, 44-year-old Dwayne Carr was fatally struck by a vehicle. In that case, a 19-year-old woman is cooperating in the investigation. Police are asking for help finding details related to both situations. A Kenosha company is being fined by the feds for selling unregistered pesticides. Kenosha-based Beckhart Environmental, Inc. has agreed to pay just over $500,000 to settle allegations by the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA claimed the company violated federal law by selling products labeled Aqua Dry and Air Relief 3001. The company has denied any wrongdoing. Your call is important. However, it'll have to be a cellular call. Starting in 2029, AT&T will stop offering a traditional landline phone service. The company says the copper lines and their maintenance is expensive. About 360,000 people in the state still get the old-school hookup. AT&T says they do have a system that allows old phones to connect to their cellular network. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 33 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A little breezy with some off and on light snow showers and a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 33.
Hi. You sound like you're in a pretty good mood, and that's what sets us apart, basically. Obviously, your parents didn't just visit for a week. Actually, I just brought them back to the airport today. Yeah, they leave tomorrow. Couldn't take them anymore. Then my mom wanted to know why I never get home for the holidays. I said, well, I can't get Delta to wait in the yard while I run in. I just became a mom myself for the first time. I thank you. Yeah, I actually adopted a baby. I wanted a highway, but it was a lot of red tape.
James and the Shondells, Dragging the Line, 8:35. Local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics as well. Got one coming up for you in just a few minutes. So, you got two more weeks to get your Christmas shopping done. Hard to believe, huh? Two more weeks. 58% of us have started shopping. 26% have not. Another 13% say they're not planning to buy any gift for anybody. And here's the confusing one. 3% say they don't know if they started shopping or not. How do you not know? Did you buy anything for anybody? That's how I think you know. It's 8:35 at WRJN. Here's Hermits Hermits.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
Timeless hits and Christmas classics, too. Dan and Dean, Surf City. You know, the average worker will hit the wall and start feeling tired at 1.04 p.m. today. Now, here are the top things to give you a boost. Chit-chatting with coworkers, getting up and walking around, grabbing food and coffee. In other words, anything but actually working will get you back in the mood again. Yeah, no work. Don't do anything. Don't do that. It's cloudy and 34 degrees right now at Radio Park. Here's Linda.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better 'cause I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left a scar. Now I see how you really are. You're no good. Baby, you're no good. I broke a heart over someone like you. A bad guy.
It's WRJN. And now, some Christmas classics, too. Got one coming up for you shortly. The 12 Days of Christmas. Great kind of singers. Coming up in just a moment. Well, a guy in Pennsylvania voted in his local election. He wrote his own name in for the role of Inspector of Elections. And he won. His wife did it, too. And the two votes were all they needed. Their precinct elects two people to the position every 4 years. The only one name was on the ballot, so he got the second most votes. So he's in. What do you think about that? I should write my name in on some of these elections. Hey, who knows? I might win.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
Days of Christmas, the right kind of singers, local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics as well this holiday season. Are you exchanging gifts at the office where you work? Survey asked people to name the strangest gift they've gotten from a coworker. Here were some of the best answers. A chess piece. Just one piece, not a set. One chess piece. A fire extinguisher. Well, that's not too bad. A Ziploc bag with coffee. Enough to make one pot. And a Christmas ornament with the photos of the coworker and his wife on it. Well, that's not too bad. But one chess piece? That's what you gave somebody for Christmas in your office? Kind of weird. 852 now, WRJN. Monday, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics as well this holiday season at WRJN. Hey, plenty of road trip this holiday season? All right, here are the top five things that cause car argument, or carguments, they call them. They include backseat driving, getting lost, speeding, leaving windows up or down, kids or other passengers being too loud, where to stop on a long trip, and fighting over the radio. See, when I used to go on trips with my mom and dad when I was little, there was no fighting over the radio. My dad said, this is what we're listening to, and if you don't like it, that's just too bad. So there was never a fight over the radio. All right. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Dan Marcus is next. Don't forget, the Text to Win contest with Dan, coming up 11 o'clock this morning, right here at WRJM.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steele.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The well-to-do family of a University of Pennsylvania grad is commenting after their son was arrested on murder charges. Correspondent Lilia Luciano is in Altoona, Pennsylvania, where 26-year-old Luigi Maggioni was taken into custody at a McDonald's.
In a statement, the Maggioni family said that they were shocked and devastated by the arrest and offered their prayers to the family of Brian Thompson. United Healthcare also said that they hope the news of the arrest will bring some relief to the family, friends, and colleagues of the victim.
Two sources tell CBS News Maggioni had been dealing with back pain from an injury. A wind-driven wildfire that broke out last night in Malibu, California, has exploded in size, triggering mass evacuations and a warning at a local college. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
If you listen, you can hear just how ferocious this fire is. The flames quickly approaching Pepperdine University. Students there in the middle of finals this week. The power's been cut off, and they've been told to shelter in place. Meanwhile, the red flag warnings will remain in effect through early Wednesday.
4 years into his corruption trial, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has taken the stand. Both critics and supporters are at the courthouse in Tel Aviv.
These false allegations were the basis on which the left has expected to remove Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and remove the right from power.
Netanyahu's accused of bribery.